Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 0.75 cents, December wheat up 2.75 cents, and January beans up 3.75 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar just down a few ticks, crude oil down 3 cents, gold and silver just a little bit lower out here. Really not too much going on. We did have a sale this morning of 1.3 million metric tons of corn to Mexico, so that should firm up the corn a little bit. The weekly export numbers were really good on the beans, just under 2 million metric tons. Pretty good on the corn, 811 and 348 on the wheat. Light, but a little bit better than expected. FC Stone came out last night with their estimates, raising their corn estimates significantly and keeping their beans unchanged. Apparently, FC Stone has a strong tendency to overestimate these crops, so I think it'll be taken with kind of a grain of salt. But we do have Informa out at 10:30 this morning, and I think traders will keep a little bit closer eye on that. Weather remains pretty much the same kind of fall weather, wet, chilly. Guys have gotten some work done, but not a lot. Beans are pretty much done as far as I can tell. And the corn, there has been some progress. I think we're going to still be behind on Monday's report. But, you know, we're getting the job done slowly but surely. And one way or another, we'll get all the corn in before it's all said and done. I like the action yesterday. We took out yesterday's high by a couple of cents in the beans. We broke a little bit off of that. But overall, I think we've got a chance to rally these markets. Funds are short 100,000 wheat. They're short almost 200,000 corn. If we can just get them to trip themselves in here, I think we could have a nice rally. But we haven't been able to quite do that yet. But, you know, it takes time to develop. But I think, you know, as harvest draws to the end and the harvest pressure is off this market, we'll be able to rally it out here. Brazilian weather looks a little bit better, but, you know, they're just getting the crops in the ground there, so it's really too early to be really discussing any weather issues there. We know the crop is getting planted late, and that could give U.S. exports a little bit bump, a little bit later than we normally would see our export market go to. So all that's a little bit friendly out here, and hopefully, again, we can get the funds to cover short wheat and corn. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.